I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Extreme temperatures are thwarting recovery efforts in Japan. The ministry reaching out to save lives asked for your prayers. And a pastor who struggled to make ends meet for his family is now thriving in ministry as God works through microloans. Find your place in the story today on Mission Network News. Things are going from bad to worse in Japan. But remember the massive flooding we told you about last week. Takeshi Takazawa of Asian Access says a heat wave is complicating recovery efforts and the death toll keeps climbing.
It's much worse, unfortunately. Just like a tsunami happened 7 years ago, the flood came rather quickly. So many people who couldn't move quickly to the higher ground, and also it was early morning. So people couldn't leave the home, and they're swollen by the water.
More than 200 people have perished so far. Please pray for their surviving family members and also for Asian Access and Japanese Christians as they put God's love into action.
We come alongside of those local churches to reach out and help out a disaster victim. This is not a short-term thing. So please continue to pray that local churches will be able to act as the hands and feet of Christ.
Get connected and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. It's been 5 months since a 7.5 magnitude earthquake and powerful aftershocks struck the highlands of Papua New Guinea. Nearly 500,000 people were affected by the quake and over 100 were killed. A lot of the impacted communities were in remote areas, so with landslides and damaged roads, travel was nearly impossible. Charlene Coker with Mission Aviation Fellowship says they're still doing what they can to fly aid and supplies into affected regions.
At this time, we're more in the recovery phase, so most of the supplies going out now are more for rebuilding and hygiene.
In the midst of disaster, God is still moving.
We could not reach so many people without the Lord working. Even after the earthquake, when many had gathered at the airstrips and they were asking for food and water and basic things, they were also asking for the Bibles. We had calls coming in from the people working on the ground, asking us to put Bibles on the airplanes. So even after something as devastating as an earthquake, God is still using it to bring people into his kingdom. And it's just fascinating to watch.
What they really need right now is prayer.
Prayer for safety. For people to be open to God's word, but also for those who have heard it to really grow in their faith.
You're listening to Mission Network News. And finally, a simple microloan program in Nagaland, India, is transforming a community. Scott Clifton, Assistant Director of Farms International, says on a recent visit, they met a pastor who'd struggled to provide for his family for much of his 25 years of ministry. But with a microloan from Farms, he purchased a rice mill. This provided a badly needed resource for his community and was a source of income for his family. The pastor was able to pay back the loan and his debts and has enough regular income to give back to the church.
He's able to do his work as a pastor more effectively. He's freed up with the time and the resources to pursue that.
Farms is implementing programs like these around the world. And if you'd like to help, you can start by praying.
Some of the countries that we're working in are very difficult scenarios for a number of different reasons. Pray for the believers who have received loans, that it would improve their situation and that there would be good repayment and that the churches would be empowered to pursue the ministry that's on their hearts to share the gospel with those around them.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. If you'd like stories to help you pray for the world more effectively, get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.